Hello, I'm Julie Kander with the BBC News. A key minister in Brazil's new government is stepping aside after he was caught on tape allegedly conspiring to obstruct the country's biggest ever corruption investigation. Romero Juca, who's a close ally of the interim president Michel Temer, says his comments were taken out of context and he supports the corruption probe. Julia Carneiro reports.
In a conversation with a fellow politician, Romero Juca implied he would act to deter the massive corruption investigations known as the car wash scandal, a billion-dollar bribery scheme which allegedly involves dozens of politicians, including himself and other members of the PMDB, the now governing party in Brazil. In the leaked audio, Mr. Juca said the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff was necessary to staunch the bleeding and that a political pact had to be reached to stop things where they were. The content was disclosed by a Brazilian newspaper and triggered outrage.
European leaders have expressed relief at the outcome of Austria's presidential election, in which the far-right Freedom Party candidate Norbert Hofer was defeated by the narrowest of margins. The German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said all Europe was breathing more easily. The French Prime Minister Manuel Valls said it was a relief to see Austrians reject extremism. From Vienna, Bethany Bell reports.
The presidential campaign has exposed deep fault lines in Austrian politics and the increasing weakness of the establishment parties of the centre-left and centre-right. The new president is another outsider, Alexander Van der Bellen, who used to be head of the Green Party. He said it was important to recognise the strengths of feeling in Austria. Support for the far right has risen in recent years because of concerns about the economy and frustration with the coalition government.
Football's world governing body FIFA has fired its Deputy Secretary General Markus Kärntner, the latest aftershock of the corruption scandal that saw the resignation of its long-time president, Sepp Blatter. Here's Richard Conway.
Markus Kärntner was FIFA's finance director, but has more recently served as its acting secretary general. FIFA say an internal investigation uncovered breaches in connection with his employment contract. It's believed Mr. Kärntner received hidden bonus payments amounting to millions of dollars. The payments are understood to have remained hidden from FIFA's financial oversight committees and only came to light in the past few days. His dismissal comes as the governing body is attempting to implement a series of reforms designed to restore its image and integrity.
The Italian authorities say at least 2,000 mainly African migrants were rescued from unseaworthy boats off the coast of Libya in the past 24 hours. Coast Guard officials said their ships worked alongside those of the aid agency MSF and the Irish Navy. Another 600 migrants were rescued in Maltese waters. BBC News. The Syrian government has accused Turkey, Qatar and Saudi Arabia of being behind a wave of bombings in the cities of Tartus and Jable. It said the attacks constituted a serious escalation and were aimed at derailing peace efforts. The self-styled Islamic State has said it carried out the bombings, which killed dozens of people in President Assad's coastal heartland. The United Nations has called for the urgent provision of safe corridors to allow civilians to leave the besieged Iraqi city of Fallujah. Thousands of government troops and militia have started a military offensive to wrest Fallujah from more than 2 years of IS control. A UN official said an estimated 50,000 civilians were trapped and in dire danger. Chinese scientists say they've developed an experimental new treatment for blindness. They're transplanting parts of the eyes of pigs into humans. Our global science correspondent Rebecca Morel reports.
These are the pigs helping China's blind to see. Scientists are using the animal's corneas, the thin films that cover the front of the eyes, and transplanting them into patients. The new procedure could ease the country's organ and tissue shortages. Up to 5 million people in China are estimated to have damaged corneas, but there are only 5,000 transplants from human donors each year.
Police in South Africa have declined to prosecute the Cape Town leader of the governing African National Congress, Marius Fransman, after he was suspended over sexual harassment allegations. The alleged victim's legal team said prosecutors had told them via the WhatsApp messaging service that there wasn't enough evidence to proceed. Mr. Fransman had denied the allegations. A 21-year-old employee who said he'd forced her to sleep in his bed during an ANC event in January has waived her anonymity. Louisa Winans said she was shocked and would consider her options. BBC News.